this is Raven Reed, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is New York-based artist Imani Coppola with Legend of a Cowgirl, a song that was released in 1994. It's been on a bunch of soundtracks, including The Umbrella Academy, and was also a top 40 hit in both the United States and the United Kingdom when it came out. Ernie Rowell is on the show, an artist that I've been admiring for a very long time, and the song I'm going to play here on the jukebox is called Facing You. He's an Alabama-born country musician, producer, and songwriter who began performing at the age of 12. Here's Ernie on the jukebox.
In my hour of shame, I see an image of you, reminding me of what I know to do. I can face the world and all of my tomorrows too, but the hardest part of all is like me. I'd come back home tomorrow if that's all I had to do. But the worst begins when I walk in, for then I'm facing you. Temptation came and I'm to blame, but I can't live a lie. She told me I could cheat on you and still get by. And for a while I thought her words just might be true.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hey, this is Moira and Claire,
and you're listening to The Jukebox.
Taking care of the fire, I see you over there dancing with the elders, moving your feet in your old moccasins, looking so pretty in the dress your mama made. They tell me I'm lucky to have a woman like you, but I've always known that since I first seen you, with your big brown eyes and your long dark hair, you take everything and make it much better. I can't lie to you, it's simply the truth. My beautifully strong beside me when we're driving all alone through the desert country, and you fix your hair without a strand out of place, and you pull me out to dance at the old ceremonies. They tell me I'm lucky to have a woman like you, but I've always I first seen you, with your big brown eyes and your long dark hair. You take everything and make it much better. I can't lie to you, it's simply the truth. My beautifully strong
with your big brown eyes and your long dark hair. You take everything and make it much better. I can't lie to you, it's simply the truth. My beautifully strong in the anger.
From the Navajo Indian Reservation in southern Utah, Pete Sands and the Drifters with Indian Girl. This is country rock at its best. Pete Sands is best known for traditional themes with a rugged, soulful, outlaw country sound. Julian Taylor here. You're listening to The Jukebox. We got Lenny Kravitz from the album 5 with It's Your Life coming up on the show. Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers are also on deck from 1974 with Blow Your Whistle, a great track that I'm sure many of you have heard in the past, but maybe didn't know who it was. Wolf Saga is on the show with 8 Years. Love Johnny Wolf Saga. And this is a release from 2020. Now it's time for Powered Up. You got it. Cobra Man. This is a Los Angeles group, and it's from their debut single, which came out in 2021. This is a really cool musical project by Andy Harry and Sarah Rain, known for creating a unique style. And I'll tell you what, you'll hear it right here on The Jukebox right now.
Yeah. almost 8 years now. You ready to get out of here?
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Talking to the kids and the bicycle riders. Talking to the hippies and the Watergate hiders. Talking to the people getting down at the go-go. Shake a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle and blow. Let's blow. Suck it till you biscuit and blow.
Hi, I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
This is Bird Note. Cats love the outdoors, but cats are also one of the biggest threats to birds, killing as many as 4 billion a year in North America. And indoor-outdoor cats live much shorter lives than indoor-only cats. For cat parents, it can be a really tough choice whether or not to let your cat outside. But there are ways everyone can win. Enter the cat patio. Or catio.
What is a catio? I get asked that a lot. It's an enclosed outdoor cat space designed to keep cats safe and entertained and stimulated.
Cynthia Chomos designs and builds catios for a living. They enrich an indoor cat's life, offering a safe and exciting version of the outdoors.
Just seeing your cat come out and follow their nose and see their whiskers and their ears are up because they're hearing new sounds.
And they don't need to be complicated. You could build a small and simple DIY catio, like a little window box where your cat can bask in the sun. Or you can build huge structures that you and your cat can spend time in together.
Catios are the best of both worlds. You can keep cats safe. They can watch the birds from a distance. And the birds and wildlife are protected.
You can hear a whole lot.